couple of years ago, and when my dad died about 11 years ago, Ralph kind of immediately became my father, you know, and we talked on the phone, and he was one of my mentors growing up, hunter and fisherman and everything. But about Ralph was about 85 when he passed away, and it's been 6 years ago now, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, Ralph and I went fishing one afternoon over at Horseshoe Bend over off Holcomb Bridge Road, and had a little boat, a guy, you know, carry it down, put it in the lake, and we fished. And there was some item on the news that involved technology or whatever, and I said, Ralph, you know, there been a lot of changes through the years, but I said, in your lifetime, from the time he was born, I think he was born in 1917 or 1918. I said, in your lifetime, you've seen, I mean, you remember when people were talking about Orville and Wilbur Wright, and then I said, then you saw people land on the moon. And I said, your lifetime has probably seen more technology, obviously, than any other. And he said, you know, you're right. He said, I've thought about that a lot. And he said, I guess the one thing that I've seen in my life that impressed me more than anything else, the thing that just absolutely blew me away, was the night Roswell got electricity. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, we were sitting over there on that old dirt bank over in front of his, I forget whose house, and his shopping center over there, but he said they had wired up a lot of the stores, and they had about 6 street lights. And he said, we went over there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon just to wait for it to get dark. And he said, we sat there all afternoon, and it got dark, and we were all wondered. And he said, all of a sudden, bing, he said, Roswell just lit up. And he said, I'm telling you, I'll never forget that as long as I live. He said, it just took my breath away. He said, I just sat there looking at it and thought, how in the world can that be that just happened? He said, I'll never forget it. So, you know, I've kind of been associated with a lot of changes here. But it didn't sneak up.
Okay. Well, what about Roswell is now continuous with all those places south you were talking about, all the way down towards Atlanta. What about Roswell in Atlanta? When you were growing up, did you go to Atlanta much and use it?
Well,
what did you do there?
We did. We used to, my grandfather, my mother's father, and my uncle, who's the only living brother now, was telling me, were big wrestling fans. Wrestling, as we call it, see. After I graduated from college, I started calling it wrestling. I put an NG on it, but it was wrestling when I was growing up. And they used to take us down to the Municipal Auditorium in Atlanta to watch live Atlanta wrestling with Ed Capra and these guys like Freddie Blassie and Chief Little Eagle and all these guys. And we were just little kids, me and my cousins. I mean, you know, I was probably 10 or 11 years old. He was 7 or 8, and he'd take 3 or 4 of us. And, that was amazing, you know. And then sometimes we'd go all the way to Marietta to the Larry Bell Auditorium and watch wrestling over there, too. So that was going to Atlanta. And my dad worked when I was growing up. Actually, he had a precast concrete business where they made and installed septic tanks, and that was down in Hayesville, Georgia. So he, for about 15 years when I was a kid, he drove all the way to Hayesville and back every day. And that was before expressways, too. And he had a carpool of guys that rode with him, and most of them worked for the federal government. So he'd go right down Roswell Road all the way down through Five Points, Atlanta, drop these people off, these federal, and then pick them up. And he'd get home at 6 o'clock every night. And I remember I went to work with him as a kid, and he'd take me out there, and I'd hang out and go romp through the fields and everything. And one day it was about 3 o'clock, and he said, let's go. I said, where are we going? He said, well, it's time to go home.